I bring you Easter greetings from your pastor, Father Carlos, from Father Vincenzo, the associate, and Father Julian, the other associate, and myself, who help out here, and from all the parish staff. We wish to you a very, very happy feast day. It is the feast of the resurrection. It's the feast of the parish. And what a great day, a wonderful day, to be able to come together to celebrate in such an extraordinary way. So as we begin our celebration today, as we look at this Easter mystery, it is indeed a mystery. No one ever came back to life by their own power. No one ever thought God could die. But the Son of God did die, and on the third day, he was raised to new life. It is a great mystery. We don't understand how that's possible at all. But Christ, who came into our world to be one with us, to teach us the way of life, to open the kingdom of God for us, to show us the way to get there by his own life and example, realized that there was an obstacle, and the obstacle that stood in the way of our walking into the kingdom of God is sin. That we had violated God's trust. We had said to God, no, I don't need that. And that came through our first parents. But it's been pretty much the history of mankind. You know, we kind of look at our own lives and we realize, how many times can I say that I have just kind of said to God, I'm sorry, this is what I'm going to do? Or how many times have I said to God, I really don't care? Or how many times have I said to God, well, I'm not sure I believe in you. How do I know that you are going to fulfill all of these promises that you're making? How do we know all of that? And it's basically, number one, accepting the gift of faith, our ability to believe what God reveals to us. And to kind of say to him, maybe I can't fully understand this, but because you say so, I will embrace it. That's pretty much what he did with his way of life. When he talked about the kingdom of God, when he was telling people all they had to do to get there, and it's really fairly simple, he said, just do what I do. Now, I'm sure he doesn't expect us to heal people and all that kind of stuff. But he does to follow the example, and basically his example was one of genuine love for all people. A genuine, genuine love. That's what motivated him in everything that he did. Even to say, accepting the burden of all of our sins for all time, accepting that on himself and taking it to the cross and dying for us. That's how much he loved us. We talk sometimes about the only two people in the world who willingly give their life for somebody else is the Son of God and the American serviceman. How many times they do that? That they walk into harm, that they know the harm is there, the danger is there, but for what they consider to be the better good of their country, they're willing to risk that. So we honor our God today in an extraordinary way. He is risen from the grave. He has proven to all people for all time that he is who he said he was, that I am the Son of God. I am divine. He didn't boast about that. He just showed us how to live that. So when he came forth from the tomb, nobody was there. Nobody saw it. Nobody saw the stone rolled back. Mary Magdalene was there, ready to take care of whatever needs there may have been, say, in preparing the body for burial. She was there to do that. Didn't know how she was going to get in. But when she got there, the stone was back. What did she do? She runs and tells the apostles. So they come running, and they look in, and sure enough, he's not there. But they don't know where he went. They don't know what happened. Somehow or another, John, they said, looked and believed. He somehow put all the words of Christ together and said, this is what he meant, that he is going to rise from the dead. It was interesting after he appeared, when he appeared to Mary Magdalene, she didn't recognize him, and she knew him well. The apostles, he would suddenly appear in their room, and it would scare them half to death. They didn't recognize him, and he would say, peace, peace be with you. It's Jesus. But they didn't recognize him because he had this glorified body. He would never be the same. And so he would go from place to place, reassuring them that he was who he said he was when they followed him all these years. And that when they saw him hanging on the cross and thought everything had been destroyed, they kind of pulled away. And somehow or another, he was able to refresh that faith and renew it because they saw him. They saw him. He ate with them. He sat down with them. He talked to them. He said to Thomas, put your hand here. Touch the wound. Know that it is really me. So on this Easter Sunday, we kind of look and say, well, what does that do for all of us? I mean, we're baptized. We've become a part of this kingdom of God. What happens next? I mean, I try to live a decent life. What's next? There's always something new. And what is new is our continuing effort to be more like Christ so that we can genuinely be his apostles, so that we can genuinely go out and tell the world. Like the angel said to them when they went to the tomb, go tell the rest that he's going before you into Galilee. Go tell the rest. How are we going to do that? Most of the time we do that by the example of our lives. That somehow or another we take the example that Christ was to us. We try to grow in that, to become more perfect in living that way. And then simply by that example, we go to those, anywhere we go, Christ goes with us. We make him present because he is present within us. And there's something else that we always have, and we should have anyways, a sense of gratitude. A sense of gratitude that God, who is God, who is all perfect in every way, has decided to take all of our sins, all of our ugliness, all of our weakness, all of our indifference. He's taken all of that onto himself and bore it to the cross where he offered it to the God the Father. In sacrifice. What we have to do is be thankful. Because every time I do something wrong or something that really makes no difference, it's kind of dumb or hurtful or whatever it may be, we can always go to our Lord and say, I'm sorry. And because of what he did for us, he forgives. You think about that. In your own life, how many times have you done things that weigh very, very heavily on you? And how many times can you simply go to confess and say with my heart, I'm genuinely sorry, and you're forgiven? We have something to be grateful for, tremendously grateful for, because God wants us to be free of the burdens that we carry from our sinfulness. That's how much he loves us. And in addition to that, we have the gift of hope that his resurrection gives to us. That it wasn't just talk when he said, you are now members of my family. You belong to the kingdom of God. You belong to the family of God. And by his resurrection, he proves that. He proves that he is God, and God does not lie. And so we have a right to a heavenly home with him. So today we praise and thank God for what he has accomplished through Jesus on earth, what he has done for all of us, what we continue to enjoy and celebrate and rejoice in. But above all, think of the things that we have to be thankful for. The everlasting life, forgiveness, peace in our hearts. That's his constant gift to all of us. Happy Easter.